This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A moderate lawmaker will face Iran's supreme leader's protege in a runoff presidential election on July 5th after the country's interior ministry said Saturday that no candidate secured enough votes in the first round of voting. Ahmed Badidi added that, as in previous rounds, candidates will fully comply with all the legal standards and good morals, that they will witness another election worthy of the Islamic Republic. Friday's vote came down to a tight race between low-profile lawmaker Masoud Pezeshkian, the sole moderate in a field of four candidates, and former Revolutionary Guards member Saeed Jalili. The Interior Ministry said neither secured the 50% plus one vote of over 25 million ballots cast required to win outright, with Pezeshkian leading with over 10 million votes ahead of Jalili with over 9.4 million votes. 10 Ukrainians held prisoners for years have been released from Russian captivity with the Vatican's mediation. Part of the group arrived overnight at Kyiv's international airport. The news comes as Ukrainian officials say the death toll from a Russian airstrike in Dnipro has already risen to four. Resident named Alice speaking to Reuters, saying that she's afraid to return home and that she doesn't want to sleep in her own bed and doesn't know what else to do. Israeli's military released footage on Saturday that said it was showing an airstrike on a building in Lebanon, which it said Hezbollah operatives had been identified. Hezbollah and Israel have exchanged nearly daily crossfire border strikes since the Israel-Hamas war began on October 7th. This is VOA News. An attacker who fired a crossbow at a police officer guarding the Israeli embassy in Belgrade was shot and killed Saturday in what the Interior Ministry, Ivica Dačić, called a terrorist attack against Serbia. Local media reports that the policeman is in a life-threatening condition and undergoing surgery. Cheek said that the police officer was hit in the neck with an arrow or crossbow bolt and fired several shots at the attacker, killing him. Divided France braced Saturday for high-stakes parliamentary elections that could see the anti-immigrant and Eurosceptic party of Marine Le Pen sweep to power in a historic first. Patrick Wheel, a historian and visiting professor at Yale Law School.
The impact on the EU will be strong. Mrs. Le Pen is a friend of the Russian. It will have an impact on the relation with Russia and our involvement on the war in Ukraine. It will have an impact on the development of the European Union.
Voting has already begun in overseas territories, with voting taking place in France beginning Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed concerns on Friday about what was roundly viewed as a poor debate performance the night before. Some supporters are now calling for him to drop out of the presidential race. We hear more from VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
A day after debating his Republican presidential challenger, Donald Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden hit the campaign trail in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know how to do this job.
The 81-year-old Democratic candidate said he had a sore throat. But concerns about the president's age intensified after the debate. Republican Senator Marco Rubio questioned Biden's capacity to lead. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote that to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. Biden could make a comeback, analysts say. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations political chief, who will be chairing the first meeting between Afghanistan's Taliban rulers and envoys from about 25 countries, say that women's rights will be raised at every session during the summit. However, the Taliban say that they have ruled out any discussions on what they call internal issues of Afghanistan, including women's rights, with international envoys beginning at this Sunday's United Nations hosted meeting in Doha, Qatar. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.